I'm here with the new director of athletics at Cornell University, Dr. Nikki Moore. Dr. Moore, thank you so much for the time. How exciting is it for you to be a part of the Big Red?
It is so exciting. I just am really overwhelmed with anticipation, and I can't wait to meet everyone that, you know, here that's a part of it, and to learn more about where we are and really start to set the course for where we want to go.
And your career, of course, is taking you pretty much over the country. You start off in Missouri, you know, growing up there, going to college, you go to Oklahoma, North Carolina, and here in New York at Colgate. What was it about Cornell that really drew you into this program and were really interested in it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's such a storied university, and there's such a commitment to offer the very best in academics and athletics. And it, to me, it represents an ideal model of the student-athlete experience. And to be able to have such a large stage is and a large operation, it just is a real exciting challenge to get to try to influence, you know, that huge number of people and to work within the campus and student life division is really exciting, you know, to really think about how we integrate athletics and recreation into the lives of everybody across campus. All of those things, in addition to the passionate alumni base and the possibilities that that lie here to do even better.
Now, of course, you're also the first female director of athletics at Cornell. Have you had any time to kind of reflect on that and, you know, really act as a trailblazer for this AD position?
Oh, boy. Probably not enough. Probably not enough time. But I have some, you know, and I did a little bit of reading up on history and not as much as I still want to. But, you know, in some ways, I feel like I'm actually, you know, just taking the baton from the women that came before me here and extending, you know, what they got started and what the student athletes and coaches and other administrators have created. So in some ways, I understand that it's a big deal and it's remarkable. And at the same time, it feels like it should be normal and just the right next step that is so aligned with the founding principles of Cornell. So I'm really grateful to get to help realize a little bit more of that founding vision.
And how fitting, of course, it happens to the 50th anniversary of Title IX, of course. Just incredible. Of course, you take over from Andy Noel, who's been here since 1999. Has he given you any sort of advice in taking over just such a vast and enormous athletic program? I mean, 37 Division I teams is just incredible.
Yeah. You know, Andy has been so gracious to me. We've only really had the chance to talk the last, I don't know, maybe 24, 48 hours. And but he has offered himself as a resource. He has made it clear that, let's see, how did he say it? That, I don't know, basically advice is best when it's asked for. And I anticipate asking for a fair bit of advice. I am certain that Andy's knowledge, extensive knowledge of this place, and the programs will be of great use. In terms of advice that he has offered to me, you know, I don't know that he said these words exactly, but I get the sense from him is, you know, take it a step at a time. You know, listen well and learn and then dream big.
What are some of the goals that you want to bring to this program, whether it's short-term or long-term goals?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that in the short term, you know, I really need to do my homework to assess what is right now and kind of understand, you know, where is the gap between where we are and where we need to go and what are the technical parts, the people parts, the policy parts, the performance parts that make up that gap, and where are the places that we can get some easy wins. Not easy wins, but some early wins. And then, you know, we start to generate some momentum, but my goal really is to elevate all the programs. And that includes our recreation, our physical education programs, right alongside our 37 varsity sports. President Pollack has also made it clear how much she is invested in seeing athletics and physical education becoming a more integrated and present part of every student's life on this campus. And that is super exciting. And so that absolutely is a goal as well.
And one last question for you before I let you go. What would you say is the best part of your job? You know, you've worked for so long in this industry, but just your favorite part overall?
Mm. Winning. Winning is such a stereotypical answer. But I honestly would say winning, but it's also about winning in the traditional ways, those moments where, you know, you clasp a victory, those are priceless and precious. But also the little wins, you know, that we make when someone learns a little bit more about themselves, or, you know, a coach discovers another way and more maybe even creative way to get something done that they didn't know before. A student athlete takes a risk and succeeds, you know, or fails and gets back up. I mean, all of those represent wins and are incredible parts of my job. And I will say too, the thing that has kept me going sometimes in athletics and in this role are the people that you get to work with. I'm still getting to know the people here, of course, but generally people in athletics are a resilient bunch. They are driven. They want to do good, and they want to see sport be used in really constructive ways in people's lives, and they want to win. And so they're really, really fun to work with. So all of those things are really great parts of my job.
Well, Dr. Moore, it's a pleasure again to meet you. Again, thank you so much for the time, and we look forward to what you're going to bring to this Cornell program.
Thank you so much. I look forward to getting to know you better and spending more time together, and appreciate the coverage and exposure that you provide to Cornell Athletics. So thank you.